Hey, welcome back to another episode of Love, Growth, and Freedom. Thank goodness, another episode. I know it's been ages because there were so many things that's going on in my life. Again, I keep telling you this, but this for real is me getting back on board with podcasting because I miss the time and I miss the effort that I put into this and creating something like this for my life and for everyone's sake, I guess. And in this podcast episode entitled When Life Changes, I'm going to be addressing some new changes in my life and new changes in the way that the podcast will go and just evolving, you know, just having this moment to grow and be able to share what I've learned is something cathartic for me, and it's something that I enjoy doing in order to help people, I guess, and help myself as well to process my emotions and the things that I've been going through. So recently, I have gone off the network that I used to work with. I am now independent once again. And I enjoy that because I do not feel the pressure of getting listeners or finding products. Just doing this as a form of art and a way to release emotions and thoughts out into the world. And you know, in the recent times that I've had, I know I've had so much going on in the past 2 years, and the biggest change that I've gone through was moving away from home, and, you know, it was such a wave of everything that I had to go through, and everything that I had to worry about and fix about is just, you know, just on high alert. So recently, last March, I finished my diploma. Oh my goodness, thank goodness. All the things that I've finished is up there. All the things that I went for are, you know, are finished and accomplished. And I'm very grateful for that opportunity and that honor to actually finish what I came here for. And it feels empowering and feels great to go through those motions. And it wasn't easy. It took me a lot of time, effort, and sacrifices to make sure that I come out of it in the end. And with the struggle of daily life and responsibilities, the studies and work really just gave me a fight for my money, you know, and it robbed me a lot of time and energy and willpower to do other things that I enjoy, like podcasting. But I'm happy that it's over. But there's so much learnings I've had in the past 2 years. You know, my first certificate of the first year of certificate in early childhood education and care was mainly about learning how childcare runs here in Australia. And it was such a culture shock because I had to teach with the team and be with the team and learn all the basics of the whole daycare situation. And it was a very fruitful session, while my second year diploma is about leadership and management of staff, management of kids, and doing the planning and so much more, things that I actually know how to do, but I have to study again in order to have my degree and have my qualifications here, which was great. And the biggest struggle in all those was the amount of homework and assignment that I need to finish and assessments were just taking a toll on me, and it really made me feel trapped in a lot of ways, especially the hardships of actually just working 3 days a week has hit me hard financially and made me struggle a bit on really just enjoying the life that I have here. And it wasn't easy. It always just felt like there's something above my head. I have to finish my homework. I have to do this. I have to make sure that I finish our homework within this time. And my time of day doesn't end until 10:30. So I'll start work in the morning and I will probably finish until 10:30 because of the homeworks. And on the days that I don't go to school, I just spend the whole day finishing my homeworks and my assignment, really locked up in the house and really just trying to finish it. But, you know, I've learned so much along the way. I've made good friends and I've made good colleagues that, you know, that make me learn and grow more within this chosen path and chosen career. And I even had moments where I already almost gave up with childcare because of the difficulties that it faces, just like dealing with families, dealing with staff members, dealing with older children and their needs were so much for me to handle. And as a person, as an adult, I sometimes can't even handle myself. And now I'm dealing with everybody else, which in turn just gave me a little like this feeling of uncertainty of where I wanted to go and where I want to be. But I made it through. I finished that schooling and I finish everything that I need now, I'm just reaping the benefits of it. I'm reaping the time that I can have to actually do what I want and also be able to work enough so that I could provide for myself and my partner. And recently, another big change in my life is that I've met the love of my life, Bubba Bear. And I have been living with him for the past year now, and it's been amazing. It all just went by really quickly, and it all just came to us so beautifully. We're almost celebrating our 2 years together, which is really, really great. And it just all felt so easy. It just felt like it's meant to be. And in this relationship, I've learned to soften myself and allow myself to express my feelings and express myself in a softer version, a kinder way, in a compassionate way. And I'm grateful for that opportunity, and I'm grateful for the partner that I've been given to deal with that and go on with that. And like, this partnership has taught me so much about compromise and figuring out how to navigate life with a partner. And I don't know, it's been a while since I've been in a long-term relationship, a serious relationship where I really saw myself building a life together. And we have been, which is beautiful. I've met his family, he's met a couple of mine, and we're also flying down to the Philippines in August for a wedding and just to meet my family and be with people that I love, which is great. So I could show him where I came from and where I am at. And we also moved really, really fast and very seriously with our partner visa. We applied within this year, and hopefully we get the confirmation that we are eligible for it. And hopefully that just happens within the next 2 months. And I've also grown enough to find amazing friends along the way. You know, friends that turned into family here. And I never thought that I'd have that right after I moved, because I uprooted my whole life. I've got people back at home that I know that are friends for life, and they're my ride or die, and we share so much of shared experiences in life, and that's something beautiful. And right now I have made friends that make me feel the same way, and I have made friends and family members here that got each other's back, and I'm very grateful for that opportunity and that kind of alignment in the life that we have all together. And these people are friends from work that became really close friends, that we always see each other, do something new together, and then friends from the gym. You know, I never really saw myself doing that a lot, and I thought it would just be like a surface level friendship when I moved here, but this is amazing. I was able to dig deeper connections with friends and people, and I was able to open up myself more. And I think that is in conjunction because of my relationship with my partner Liam and my relationship with myself and how I viewed this. And you know, it took me a while to get to a spot where I'm comfortable with myself, because doing all that work, doing all that reflection of who I am and who I want to be and how I want to be remembered in this world has left such an impact on me and has made my heart kinder. It's my soft girl era, hey. And, you know, these people have been supporting me in all ways that I could ever imagine. And they cheer you on and they support you with life and really, really want to be in your life. And that's just beautiful. And I wish to build more friendships like that. And I wish to hold these friendships close and dear to my heart. And another change is this podcast direction. You know, while we're becoming independent again, I'll be talking about a lot more of the things that I've learned throughout my experiences here in Australia, and being able to formulate and reflect upon all the things that I've gone through, which I thought was very hard. Like, looking at it now, looking back, I have gone through so much in my time here, and it wasn't that easy, and it wasn't even, you know, wasn't something that I thought I'd be able to go through, but I made it, because there were so many times that I thought of giving up. There were so many times that I thought that I couldn't do this anymore. I'd rather just go home and lie down in my own bed before and just sleep and wake up to my mom's food and cooking and just be in the comfort of the place that I used to call home. And there are many ways that I handled all these changes in my life. Those are immense changes. I think changes in your place, changes in your relationships, and changes in your perspective happens in such a, you know, profound way where it can affect so much of how you see the world and so much of how you relate to yourself and see yourself and how you relate with the world around you. So really, when I got here, I know I prepared myself for that sense and level of like difficulty. But when I got here, I never thought of how hard this would be. I remember I began with walking from my old home to my work in Telstra Eastland, and I would be walking and I would be remembering giving thanks and being grateful to the universe for the opportunity that they gave to be here. And then when I got my job in the childcare, it wasn't easy. I was thrown in the deep end, didn't really know what I needed to do, but I trusted my gut and went with what I know and still went for it. And so far I'm doing really, really great about that. I'm really, really proud of myself. And handling these changes, as hard as it can be and how scary it could be, I faced it. I really thought that I didn't have a choice. I really didn't. I couldn't really go home. This is, you know, the one chance of my lifetime to make it right for me in a different place and make my name somewhere else. So I faced that. I feared so much. I feared that I wouldn't be able to connect with people because of cultural differences. I feared that I won't be able to finish my degree and pay off everything that I need to pay off because of all the limits that I have and all the limits that was set upon me, the work hours, the inability to drive everywhere then. And now looking back at it, I have achieved so much of what I came for and what I set out for, and I'm very grateful for that. But the thing that helped me push past my limits was the openness for growth. I was shameless. Let me tell you, I remember the first few weeks that I was here, I was just lucky because I was able to work full time because the hours were relaxed then, and I was lucky enough to land a job because a lot of people have been needing workers and employees in places like retail and childcare because of the pandemic. So it was an opportune time. It was a perfect time for me to be here. But my openness to do crazy things that scare me got me to where I am today. I remember walking around that shopping center, giving out my resumes to anyone and everyone that says, we're hiring. I even applied for a coffee shop. I applied for a chemist warehouse. I applied for a job at Telstra and everything else. And I got that job, which is great. And when I got from Telstra, I was able to connect with someone that led me to childcare, and the rest is history. Here I am. But opening up to growth meant also being comfortable with myself and putting myself out there. You know, opening up to growth is trying new things, even when I'm scared, talking to people, even when I'm not used to it. And I would, you know, give credit to Telstra because it has trained me to converse with people here in Australia. I was a retail assistant, so I had to consult with people and talk to people and be able to strike up a conversation anywhere and everywhere. And I've learned how to do small talk, and I didn't become scared. Even with making friends in the gym, any coffee shop, I was literally just opening myself up to that and giving it a go. Because one thing that I had to keep in mind was I moved all the way here and I shouldn't be afraid. I moved on my own and I'm here because I made the steps forward, and I had to just embrace it. Embrace it even if I was scared, and open myself up to these opportunities that would teach me to grow and develop as a human being as I go. And these opportunities have given me time to reflect as well and focus on continuous self-improvement. I have reflected on how I would converse with people. I reflected on how I actually want my relationships to be, and reflected how I conduct myself in public, conduct myself in a way where I feel respectful, I feel kind and compassionate towards myself and towards other people, where kindness above all else is what remains, you know. And of course, there were moments where I was judgmental, there were moments that I was not the kindest person in my head, because I would have these thoughts and be like, why are they even here? Why are they even working like this? Or why are people doing such things that I'm not really agreeing on? And opening myself up to that has just given me an idea that, you know, sometimes we just have to live and let live. And you may disagree with someone, but yet, you know, still be respectful. You may be, you know, you may be having a different perspective on life while remaining respectful to each other. It's just such of the few things that I've learned while I was here. And, you know, one of the biggest things that helped me as well is just letting go, you know, going through the path of least resistance. And what I meant by that is just going through my life here with an openness to say yes and what's next, looking at the next step, receiving everything as it is and taking it on as much as I could go for, because at the end of the day, there is no reason for me to resist this. I have chosen to be here, and I want to go through this, and I want to work through my life here. And even with all these challenges, I will not resist what are the things that are happening in my life. I will let it happen, and I will respond, you know, promptly and respond accordingly to the situation. So a lot of that, a lot of the changes in life really just focuses on a lot of our openness to grow and our openness to accept it and really just release it in the perfect opportune time. And the thing that I need everyone to remember is that for you to go through life like this, you have to strengthen the things within you. You have to learn about your own boundaries for yourself. You have to learn about the boundaries that you want to set up for everybody else. And you also have to learn what are the things that you're open to welcoming in your life, and what are the things that you are willing to shut out because you do not deserve those kinds of energy and you do not want to attract those kinds of energy. And being secure with yourself takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of time. But just coming back to that idea that we are more than what all our identities are, the way that we think or people think about us, we are ever-changing, we are ever-growing. So not being allowed or not allowing yourself to be boxed in a certain way, in a certain thing, in a certain identity, provides you with this much confidence to bring out whenever you need it, because you know who you are. And it takes so much practice and it takes so much time and it takes so much mindfulness. And I remember, you know, very much so or vividly that I cried so many times. I've almost given up. I've said so many times that I'm exhausted and I don't want to do this anymore. But I kept pushing. I just allowed myself to have those moments of weakness and moments of doubt and uncertainty. But I had to pick myself up once again because no one else will. And moving on with how things are going to be, I am hopeful that things would change for the better. I'm hopeful because I am taking those steps forward. And what does it mean for us to deal with these changes in life? You know, to walk the talk is what we need to do, and to really live our lives with much mindfulness and appreciation of what it is. So, yeah, that's the end of this episode, which is really great. I am grateful for you to be here. And what we're going through for our next episode is living is about acknowledging life. So we're going to talk about how alive that we want to be living is just based on how we actually acknowledge the life around us. You know, holding on to things that we can control and letting go of what we can't. And also being able to take the steps forward of the things that we actually want, what actually matters to us, and what actually matters to our hearts, instead of what matters in the eyes of others, what matters in the eyes of social media, or what matters in your expectation of yourself. So what is it really do we want to know about ourselves, and what do we want to know about our heart's desires when it comes to the life that we're living? And yeah, in that episode, we'll be discussing about that. And that's all. So once again, if you're listening to Love, Growth, and Freedom with Adrienne Duarte, don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe, or give me some feedback when you can on our podcasting websites. But I appreciate you being here. I appreciate your space in this world, and I hope that you remember to take up the space that you well deserve. So thank you. Love lots.